This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Danny Elliott.
Now listen to this. I heard a parent say, "Now, Billy, what if everyone acted like that? Doesn't your sister deserve better?" I think Billy had taken his sister's cookie or something.
It's always nice to hear parents explaining the categorical imperative to their children.
So what do you mean, categorical imperative?
It's an ethical theory from 18th century German philosopher Immanuel Kant. There are two parts to it. First, do only those things that you can want everyone to do. And second, treat individual people always as important ends in themselves, not merely as a means to what you want.
Ah, the mom asked Billy to think about whether he could say that stealing cookies should be okay for everyone. And then she pointed out that Billy's sister is more than just a means to the end of what Billy wants, that is, her cookie. So if Kant is for kindergartners, why do people have such a hard time following these rules?
I guess we all think that life would be easier if we allow exceptions for ourselves when we want to break the rules. It's usually easier to act in our self-interest instead of taking the ethical high road.
Maybe the first step in being ethical is to recognize that sometimes we just choose to do the wrong thing. Then the next step is to try hard to do better next time.
A simple practice to develop your ethical character is this. At the end of your day, reflect upon the decisions you've made. The point here is not to beat yourself up, but rather to think about what you can learn from your moral mistakes.
How do you work to do the better thing? Mentor us at ethicallyspeaking.org. This show is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.